double vision, and it's seeing double through trouble. We can whine when trouble comes. We can quit when trouble comes. We can complain when trouble comes. Or because we're a child of God and we have faith in God, we can know that all things work together for good. And something good is coming. I don't know when it's coming, but I'm going to stay steady and I'm not going to turn tail on God. Amen. So in a little series like that, today's message, seeing double through trouble. Am I too loud, guys, or not? You're okay? Okay, because it sounds funny to me, but you know, that's a little strange, but I can't help it. Here we go. Staying steady through trouble. Kevin, turn me down just a little bit if you don't mind. Thanks. Staying steady through trouble. Say that with me. Come on. Staying what? And one more time. Staying. Rob, how you doing, brothers? Good to see you. I saw you last week. Didn't get a chance to say hey to you, buddy. Good to have you back. I know you've been working your tail off. Amen. God bless you, man. Good to see you. Staying steady through trouble. That's the message today. Let's go with it. Rog, we're rolling it. We ask you, if today you're here for the first time, I'll have that big screen. All the scriptures are going to be on the screen. I'll ask you to say things with me. And if you'll listen to me and help me now and do these things, when you leave, you might go, well, look at that. I learned something today. And you won't forget it just as soon as you walk out the building. And it might make a difference in your life. So I'm going to ask you to participate with me today. So, just some scripture. We're going to talk about the man Joseph today. And why Psalms? Well, as you read through Psalms, you find Joseph is over there. And a lot of people don't see this, but I want to start the service off with this. Moreover, speaking of God, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even who? Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord did what? Tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go what? Free. He made him lord of his house, ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his senators what? Wisdom. If there was ever a man who was low, baby, in the pit, and who got elevated, it was the man Joseph. If there was ever anybody that stayed steady through trouble, it was the man Joseph. Let's learn from this man, Joseph, today. How, Clark, can I stay steady through trouble? Well, I think we're going to help you today. Amen? Come on. From age 17, that's a tough time in somebody's life, to age 30, it began to rain, and the winds blew very hard in Joseph's life. Hard on this man. If you know the story, you know it. If you don't know it, you're going to learn it. Here we go. What happened in this man's life? I can't tell you everything. I can't spend all day. We'll be here forever because there's a lot of Bible here. Amen? But first of all, he was sold out by his own brothers. Now, it's bad to get sold out by anybody, especially into slavery, but it's 10 times worse to get sold out by your own family. Amen? And some people have had that happen where their families turned on them, treat them like, you know, garbage, whatever. But the bottom line is, what are you going to do? You going to keep staying steady? Or are you going to tell that song the rest of your life while you're not making it? Just keep giving the excuse making. Are you going to do that? We don't want you to do that. He was sold out by his own brothers. So anyway, he was going to check on his brothers. His father said, go check on them. He goes, checks on them. They lay in wait for him. And they actually put him in a pit, and they want to kill him. That's what they want to do to him. But it says that Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we kill him and conceal his blood? What good is that? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he's our brother, he's our flesh, and his brethren were what? They're satisfied. We'll make a buck on him. Just get him out of here. The dreamer. You know, daddy's little favorite. You know what I'm saying? So they're passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the what? Out of the pit. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for how many pieces? Well, they ain't worth a whole lot, is it? 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph to Egypt. So he was sold out by his own brothers. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And who bought him? Potiphar. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. He was an Egyptian. He bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. So first of all, he was sold out by his brothers. Okay? You see that? Y'all with me so far? Amen? So it's sold out by his brothers. Keep looking. How do I stay steady through trouble? And we're just rolling with it this morning. Verse 2, chapter 39. Say that with me. And the Lord was what? And help me again. And the Lord was with who? Boom! He was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So, say that loud with me. How do I stay steady, Pastor, through trouble? Right here. Know that the Lord is with who? You, baby. When you start singing that song, nobody loves me, nobody cares, I can't do it, I can't make it. And buddy, I've sung the song, I got all the verses to it, all right? But the bottom line is, don't you know the Lord is with you, man? I've had several of you jack my jaws, not literally, but through words, through encouraging words, even hard encouraging words to me in times of struggle in my own life where you've tried to tell me, Gary, the Lord's with you. And we're hard-headed, aren't we, sometimes say? You got to know that. How do I stay steady through trouble? Know that the Lord is with you. And the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man, etc. And his master saw that the what? Now, don't miss that. But his master, who's an unbeliever, a heathen, he saw that the Lord was what? Was with him. And that the Lord made everything he did to prosper. And Joseph found grace in his master's sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into whose hand? Joseph's hand. So, and here's just another point I was writing this week. So often, others can see that God is with us better than we can see God is with us ourselves. Boy, if that ain't the truth. Amen? We can see things. So many times, you and I have been through struggle in life. And somebody else is coming along and they're struggling. And they can't see that they're going to make it. They can't see that they have any value, any worth, anything. But we can see it. Amen, say. So you stay steady. Listen to other people. Listen to other people when they say God's with you. Instead of like, yeah, but you don't understand. Now, it's human nature to do that. But somehow it's got to get through your thick head. And it's got to get through my thick head that God's with us. If you're going to stay steady. Now, if you want to do this, if you want to blame God, did we learn that last week with Job? What's Satan's number one tactic? Number one thing he wants to do is to get us to do what? Blame God. Because when we blame God, listen, when we blame God, you're certainly not going to think the Lord's with you. So you've got to keep that in mind. The Lord was with Joseph. And even the heathen could see it. I mean, it's crazy. It'd be some crazy person in our family can see good in us and we can't even see good in us. Amen, say. Come on. So staying steady through trouble. So, let's keep looking. So what's the next thing that happened in his life? So here he is. He's elevated. He's in Potiphar's house. He sees that he's a good man. He sees that he has value. He sees that he has worth. And Joseph is staying steady. What happens then? He is falsely accused. Say that with me. He is falsely accused by his what? Not just any woman. It ain't good to get accused of anything by anybody. It ain't pretty when that happens. Especially this kind of accusation. Rape. He is falsely accused by his master's wife. But he has curtains. What's he going to do? Let's look at it. It came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said what? Lie with me. Have sex with me. Okay, that's what that's saying. That's tough. But he refused. He said to his master's wife, behold, my master, listen, he wants not what is with me in this house. He's committed everything that he has into my hand. There's nothing greater. There's nobody greater in this house than me. Neither had he kept back anything from me but you. You're his wife. What are you thinking? How then can I do this great wickedness and sin before God? What are you talking about? It came to pass. Boy, this is tough right here. Fellas, this is rough. Look at this scripture. And it came to pass as she spoke to Joseph, what? Well, a lot of fellas run off the rail right there. They'd run off the rail right there. I mean, one time somebody shows attention to a fella and he'll run off the rail. Every day? Every single day? Putting that pressure on him? Are you feeling it or not? I'm talking about staying steady.
Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Would you hush and listen to this man this morning? He says, I know what I'm talking about. Okay? He didn't listen to her. He didn't hearken to her. To be with her, he did not. Keep looking. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do some business there at the house. And there was none of the men of the house were with him or within. And it was her opportunity. And she came and she caught him and she caught him by the garment. She said, lie with me. And there's a whole lot more she's saying. That's nice. King James being nice to you right there. And left his garment in her hand and fled and got him what? He got him out. So left his clothes right there. Well, we're learning something, ain't we? And she spoke unto him. That's who she's speaking to. Not Joseph now. We've moved on now. She's speaking to her husband, Potiphar. Or she's speaking to the men who are the head of the house. According to these words, saying the Hebrew servant, that's Joseph, this Hebrew servant that you brought unto us, he came in unto us to mock me. That's also a loaded word. It came to pass as I lifted up my voice, I cried that he left his garment with me and fled out. Lying like a dog, ain't she? What happens if somebody lies about you like a dog? Lies about you like a dog. Accuses you of mess. Gonna quit? Gonna blame? Gonna blame God? Or are you gonna stay steady? And it came to pass when his master, her husband, the man, heard the words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, after this man did this servant unto me, his wrath was what? He was mad as all get out, filled with anger. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison for doing the right thing. He gets thrown into prison. A place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. So, what are we learning? How do I stay steady through trouble, pastors? I'm reading through here, just trying to pull out some help for us this morning. Never stop believing in the mercy of God. Say that with me. Never stop believing in the mercy of God. If you blame God, you will stop believing in the mercy of God. When trouble is in your life, and when trouble's coming, never, ever stop believing in the mercy of God. But the Lord was with Joseph. And he showed him what? What does mercy look like? I don't know what it looks like sometimes. But you need to be on the lookout for it. You got to be on the lookout for it. Sometimes we want God to make everything better. We want Him to fix it all. We want Him to make it just like it was before, don't we? How many have been there before? You just want Him to restore everything just like it was, just like it was. How many have now lived long enough to see that just like it was and as good as you got it now? Let me see your hand. Look for that mercy. Believe in that mercy. I don't know how mercy is going to show up or what it's going to look like. For Joseph, it looked like this. He's in prison, but it looked very merciful. But Joseph was looking for it, and God gave him what? Favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Where did he get some mercy from? From the guy who's the head of the prison. Mercy can come in different ways. But you got to believe in it. You can never quit believing in the mercy of God. Believe God and thank God even during the what? I want you to say that with me because that's worth saying. Believe God and thank God even during the what? That's what not stop believing in the mercy of God looks like. When you're in the dungeon, when you're in the pit, you still believe. But guys, don't be phony. It's not going to work. Oh, Jesus is with me in the dungeon. Yeah, yeah. Listen, cry in the dungeon. Okay? In my dungeon times, I've cursed in the dungeon. What? Sure. That's what pain does. That's what pain looks like. It cries. It's okay. Doesn't mean that you've given up on God. Okay? You can believe in His mercy, but if you don't watch it, the church has taught us there's this new whatever. It ain't new. It's been out for a little while. But it's like everything's good. Everything's good. It's all rosy. It ain't. What planet are you living on? Say. That's not what we look to. It's we look to the mercy of God. Amen? Come on. Staying steady through trouble. Right? Was his problems all over? No, keep looking. Number three. So he's in the prison. You can read it yourself. He gets elevated. He gets authority in the prison. He starts sort of running the prison. You know, what good boss man when he finds a good fellow that let him do all the work, right? Say, that's called a good leader, isn't that right? He just keeps tabs on him. That's what he's doing. So he's running the joint. But guess what? He was forgotten. Say that with me. He was what? He was forgotten. What do you mean he was forgotten? Well, there were two men in the prison. This was the king's prison for his household, for his staff. There was a special place for them. And the butler and the baker were in the prison with Joseph. You understand? Say. So he's in that special part of the prison, I guess. That's the location, the zone. And the butler and the baker both had dreams. A little weird dreams. And they both were confounded with what the dreams meant. And so the chief butler told his dream to Joseph. And he said to him, in my dream, behold, there was a vine before me. And I can't tell the whole thing. But the bottom line is, the butler had a good dream. He had a good dream. In 3 days, he's going to be released. He's going to get his position back. The baker, not a good dream. 3 days, you're getting hung. So Joseph told both of them their dreams. Are y'all with me so far? You can read it sometime, check it out for yourself. So Joseph interprets a dream. Well, guess who he tells this to? But think on me when it shall be well with thee. You wonder who he told that to. You think he told that to the baker? Oh, no. The baker said, you're dead. You're dead, baker. 3 days, you're dead. That's it. You're done. So this is for the butler. Are you listening or not? This is for the butler. So, Mr. Butler, think on me when it's going to be well with you. Because I told you the dream. Remember me. Show me kindness, I pray thee. Make mention of me unto Pharaoh and bring me out of this what? Out of this pit, out of this hole, out of this prison. Y'all listening so far? Now, wouldn't you think a man who was in prison, guy tells him a dream, he gets out in 3 days, he'd remember the fellow that told him. He didn't. He cared about himself. That's what people do sometimes. What do you do when people forget you? Say, when they care just about themselves. You ever had anybody do that to you in life? Say, just about themselves. What do? You quit? You blame God? Or you stay steady? Let's see what happened. Yet did not the chief butler do what? He didn't remember Joseph at all. Joseph who? I'm free, baby. I'm back in the palace. Isn't that so much like us, say? And he forgot him. So he was forgotten. So how do I stay steady through trouble? Let's learn. Say that with me. Trust God without what? Am I driving y'all crazy this morning? You may be learning something. Thank you. Praise God. It's good for our heart today. Trust God without what? Can you imagine? The guy said, oh, absolutely, I remember you. And then day four passes. And day five, and then five turns into a week, it turns into a month, and it turns into a year, and it turns into 2 years. It'd be easy to panic, wouldn't it? This is my life. Guys, so often we panic and we make bad decisions. And right around the corner was blessing. And you turned too early. And you panicked. Is that the truth? Ooh, say that with me. If I've ever learned anything, it's that statement right there. Say it with me. God's speed is the best speed. I was 52 years old before Gary Clark ever said that. I'm 53 now. I never said that. That never came out of my mouth. That's not a statement I make. I grew up in Rockingham. We just didn't say that. I was at the church property. A little down. About maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And a guy zipped through in a little black sports car. And it was an attorney that I knew. And he pulled right up to me and said, hey, Pastor Gary, how you doing? I went, fine. How are you doing? He said, how's the building coming? I said, well, it's coming. About to kill me. said, it looks great. And he said these words to me, God's speed is the best speed. Just me there. That little black sports car. God's speed is the best speed. Trust God without panic. Now, guys, that's a building we're talking about. Your life is far more critical than that building. God loves that we build a church, but He gave His Son for you. Trust Him without panic. God's speed is the best speed. Would you say that with me? God's speed is the best speed. We're talking about how to stay steady. If you can get that in your mind and get it in your heart, that listen, God's speed is the best speed. And back to the building, I can't tell you the number of people that have told me recently, Father's Day is like the perfect day. It's a day we'd have never picked. We'd have picked Easter, wouldn't we? Or we'd have picked Christmas, wouldn't we? Or maybe Thanksgiving. Father's Day? God's speed's the best speed. Amen? We want to, and you know, when we say Father's Day, I'm not thinking a bit about me being a father on that day. I'm just thinking of Him. That's all I'm thinking about. Are you like that too? Guys, is that sort of what you're thinking as well, Father's Day? Matter of fact, I'm cool this year. If I didn't get one card, I'd be okay to have my son, my daughter, my children, other children with me up there that day. That's the best gift I could ever get. On Father's Day, we're going to honor Father God. Because God's speed is the what? Best speed. Praise God. Come on. Well, let's keep going. I got a little sidetracked. It came to pass at the end of how many years? Now, that's an ingrate right there. Gets out. Doesn't tell nobody. So he rots there for 2 years. Even though, listen, prison still ain't that great, okay? Especially an Egyptian prison, trust me. It came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh now did what? He dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river in his dream. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored cows. Kine in the King James. Cows. And they were fat. Big old fat cows. And they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river. They were ill-favored. Those are scrawny-looking little cows. You can see the bones and they're breathing. They're coming up behind. Out of the river. And they stood by the other kind on the brink of the river. And the ill-favored ones, the ones that are so scrawny, their bones showing, ate up the big fat ones. This is the king's dream. You ever had crazy dreams? Old grown cows eating the fat cows. You get up in the morning, Lord, help me. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed. See, I'm that way. I'll have to dream a dream. I'll go back. I'll dream me another one. I'm a dreamer. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm a dreamer. Some people don't dream. That ain't me. And he slept and he dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up. Upon one stalk, ranking up. We're talking some big old healthy ears of corn, big old plump ones. Boom, you know, the corn on the cob you like to eat, man. You know what I'm saying? And behold, 7 thin ears. These things are so thin you could chew on them all day. Ain't getting nothing but a cob. Like been blasted with the east wind. They sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears ate up the big fat ones. And Pharaoh awoke. And behold, you know, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was what? His spirit was troubled. He had a dream, little kooky dreams, but something's going on. These two dreams are sort of alike. They're different, but I mean, it's crazy. If something's going on, I've got to get an answer to this because it's crazy. And of course, he believes in magic and he believes in all this stuff and spirits and spooky and all this. So this is a big deal, man. So it starts bothering him. And he called all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men there. And Pharaoh told him his dream, but they wanted one that could tell him what the thing was about. So, but somebody was nearby. The butler. The butler. Don't panic. God's speed is the best speed. 2 years had passed. Well, 2 years ago, the Pharaoh hadn't dreamed no dream. 2 years later, the Pharaoh has dreamed a dream. Joseph could have got out and been free and walking the streets for 2 years. That's nice. Or he could stay the 2 years in the prison and get called to Pharaoh's house. Good chance he'd have never even met him. You know what I mean? But look what happened. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, and he said, I do remember my what? I remember my sin. I remember my sin today. And there's a whole message we could preach right there. How many have ever had somebody hurt you real bad? Real bad. They hurt you bad. They hurt you bad. And they never apologize. Can I see your hand? Hurt you bad. You might not get it, but you might one day. They might do just like this joker and remember what they did. But in the meantime, are you going to hold out your life and wait for them to do that? Are you going to get on with your life? Say, stay steady, stay steady. But that's just a beautiful thing that I just saw as we're reading. That's just that's interesting. I remember my thought this day. He should have remembered it like 2 years ago, but he didn't. Because God's speed is the what? Best speed. So Pharaoh was wroth with his servants. He put me in the ward and the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And he's just giving a little history. We dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, we dreamed each other, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us there a young man. He was a Hebrew. He was a servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted us our dreams. Each man according to the dream, he interpreted it. And it came to pass, he interpreted us. So it was. What he said happened. And he restored unto me my office. And the other one, he got hung. Then Pharaoh sent and said, you call this man. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself. He changed his clothes, and he came in unto Pharaoh. Now, we're not long now with the message. Hang in here with me. So long story short, Pharaoh tells him the dream, which you've already heard. And Joseph basically said, yeah. Yeah. I can help you with that. But he answered Pharaoh, said, it's not in me. It's not me that's going to do it. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of what? A peace. Okay? So, what happened? He tells him the dream. He interprets the dream. Y'all with me so far? Hang in here with me, though. It's important. Behold, there came 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. There's going to come 7 years of great plenty. Big fat cows, remember? Fat, fat, fat. Happy cow, happy cow, happy cow. Right? Yeah. But then there's going to arise after those 7 years, seven incredible, horrible years of famine. It's going to be so bad that those years of plenty are going to be what? Forgotten. It's going to consume the land. Keep going. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following it, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled. Say doubled. That's why you had two dreams. Because it's going to be double trouble. Double trouble is coming. And you had those dreams like that. It's because the thing is established by God. It's going to happen. It will happen. The famine is coming. And God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh... Now, look at Joseph. This is God's speed and God's timing. Keep hanging here with me. And so Joseph says, I'm going to tell you something. All hell's about to break loose. Nothing worse than things being so good, 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 and bad coming. I'd rather it be bad, 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 get a little bit better, maybe bad, 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 bad. Don't so good, 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 then bad come like that on me. I'm more of a plotter, you know what I'm saying? Worker. So everybody's happy, partying, everything, and all of a sudden hell breaks loose. Famine comes. And Joseph says this. He said, I'm going to tell you something. You'd be a wise man if you look out and you find a man who's discreet and who's wise, and you set him over this whole economy. Because this thing's going into crapper. Well, we can use that in America. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Here we go. Keep looking. Staying steady through trouble. Double vision. That's what we're talking about. Seeing double through trouble. Why the message today? Number four, he was what? Wait a minute. I mean, it was just he was sold out. He was falsely accused. He was forgotten. Wait a minute. Now he's what? We're learning today. Stay steady through trouble. He was favored. In one day, say one day. One more time. One day. One day, your life could turn around in one day. In one day. One day. In one day. the thing that you and I have cried about in our life, whatever the whine it might be or whatever the disaster's been in our life, in one day it could be turned around. Isn't that crazy? That's why you don't want to blame God. You want to be able to see God. Amen? So in one day, he was elevated. Joseph was elevated from the what? Prison to the what? Palace. Keep looking. He was favored. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. This idea of choosing somebody wise that could do this. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God is? And he's not even a believer. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you this, all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You're the man. Thou shalt be over my house. Not Potiphar, we're talking Pharaoh. You're going to be over my house according to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. That's crazy, ain't it? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set you over all the what? Now, if you know anything about history, Egypt was incredible. A power that ruled the world. It's in the Bible. Why is it in the Bible? God wants us to hear this. There's a lot going on in this story, but part of the story is he wants us to hear this today. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand. He put it on Joseph's hand. That ain't something that happens every day of the week. He arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, out of old prison garb into this fine fancy stuff. And he put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in a which chariot? You feel like you're at the end of the bus all the time. Stay steady. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Stop blaming. Made him ride in the second church, which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee! Bow the knee! And they made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Isn't this an incredible story in the Bible? How do I stay steady through trouble? We've learned this morning several things. Say that with me. Be what? One more time. Can we scream it? Come on, one, two, three. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. I don't care how many times she says lie with me. You be faithful. Did you hear me say? Get you another job if you have to. Amen. Say yes or no. Satan says blame. You say, no, I'm going to see the mercy of God. I'm going to see the mercy of God. You start telling yourself, the Lord ain't with me. You start saying, that's bull. The Lord is with me. You be faithful. Are you listening today? Yes or no? Be faithful. Be faithful. Staying steady through trouble. And the last point, we're done with the message. How many of y'all feel like you've been on a ride everywhere today? Here we go. Number five, we're done. He was what? And this is something I saw different. He was free. He was free. Free from prison? No. No, he was free. Let's look at it. Joseph was over everything. Neighboring countries were starving to death, Israel being one of them. They had to come to Egypt for their own survival. Remember Joseph's brothers that sold him into slavery? They're still alive. They came. And he had a little time with them, and he wanted to make sure his little brother's alive. He did all some stuff. When you go read it yourself sometime, check it out. But the bottom line is, he's in that position right there. God puts him in a position where he's going to be face to face with his brothers again. And Joseph's prison was not the dungeon of Egypt. Joseph's prison was what his family had done to him. I believe that. Joseph said to his brothers, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near and he said, say it with me, I'm Joseph, your brother. I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now how would you like that fellow dressed in that fancy garb, who's head of everything, who's second ruler, he called you up and went, come here, I'm Joseph, your brother. You'd have thought you saw a ghost. Kidding me? And it says, good reason it says this. Now, therefore, be not what? Wonder how many of them fell over. You know what I mean? He said, now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourself. Keep looking. We're almost done. That you sold me here. Now, would you read that last part with me? For God did not send me. No, I'm sorry. Read it again. For God did send me before you to preserve. Now, that's a big statement. That's a big statement. We're talking about how to stay steady through trouble. I have a hard time with it. Coming to grips with the pain and struggle in my life to somehow realize God had something to do with it. That's crazy. We know God doesn't sin. But how many have had some horrible things happen to your life that's sinful? I mean, it just happened. It wasn't right. It hurts you, man. To come to terms that God allowed that to happen, that's hard for me to do. And you know what? You and me, we won't be free until we do. You hearing that or not? Joseph is trying to teach us today. God sent me here before you. Okay? Look at verse 6. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 more years. There's 5 more years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a what? A posterity. God sent me here to save our nation. Israel is going to be saved because I'm here. You're going to have a posterity. Our whole family's going to live. Little did we know, his whole family would change the whole world and offer salvation through Jesus. You see what I'm saying? God has a big picture. We can't see it. God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here. He was free. It wasn't you, but who? That's a toughie. And he's made me a father to Pharaoh. Pharaoh looks at me like his daddy. That's crazy, ain't it? And Lord over all his house. And guys, I'm ruler. I really am. Of all of this. Now that's shocking, man. And I love this scripture. I quote it often. I quote it often in my life. I claim it. I quote it. I have to believe it. I bang my head against the wall with it sometimes. I have. But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it for good. How many of you have used that scripture before? That's hard to do, guys. It's hard to do. I'm not saying it's easy to stay steady through trouble, but I am saying you ought to and you can. Amen? Have I lost you today? Put you asleep a little bit? I hope not. I've enjoyed it. It's like going to the movies, as far as I'm concerned. Wow! To bring to pass as it is this day to save much people what? Alive. I can say honestly before you today, the trouble I've had in my life and the pain that was caused in my life, I don't want to go through hurt and be hurt and come out the same fella. Did you hear me? And I can see now, and I don't think I've ever said it, but I can see now how God is using my pain, my struggle, from the death of my mother, the murder of my mother, to the betrayal of my wife, and it just destroyed me and killed me. But I can see now He's using that to the saving of a lot of people. To the saving of a lot of people in my life. I have a message that can relate to people, that they can understand. I'm touched with pain. They're touched with pain. And I can meet them in the middle. And we can talk about it. That's just my life. Can you say that about your life? That's quite an advancement for Clark. Amen. Took me a while to get here. Amen. But I'm starting to sink in. Amen. Come on. Now, therefore, fear not.
Look what he says. Don't fear. Don't fear, guys. Don't fear, guys. I know you thought I was going to slit your throat. Okay, I'm not. It's okay. It's okay. Don't fear. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to nourish you. And I'm going to take care of your little ones. Where's my nephews and my nieces? Where are they? Where are they at, man? I want to see them, Joseph said. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to take care of them. And he comforted them, and he did what? He spoke what? Can you ever imagine yourself speaking kindly to the one that hurt you so bad in your life? God can do that. Are you hearing the message or not? I like this. How do you stay steady through trouble? See the big picture and know that God is what? Say that with me. See the big picture and know that God is what? What's Satan's number one plan? To get us to what? Blame God. Do you see what happens if you can see the big picture and know that God is good and God's good all the time? And that people hurt you but God doesn't? If you can keep that focus somehow, you can have an incredible future. You feeling it or not? I am. How many would say, Pastor Gary, that's true of my life? Somehow, some way, you related this message. You said, that is absolutely true. God has done that in my life. It's flat out. So it wasn't just Joseph. It's happened in your life, period. Is that the truth? That's beautiful, guys. We're just confirming the Scripture today. So staying steady through trouble. I think I'm done. Are we, Raj? Double vision. Seeing what? Did Joseph see double? I think Joseph saw more than double, didn't he? Come on. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Thank you, guys. I don't know what time it is, but... Seems like we've been here all afternoon.